incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ. Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. Super Bowl 57 coming up on Sunday. Chiefs and the Eagles. You know where my heart lies. And to find out exactly what's going on relative to sports gaming, this is one of the few games a year that I almost always put $100, $200 down on it.
Yeah.
And I'll probably do it tomorrow. What's the latest? What's the line over under? And then we'll get to some of the other stuff.
Well, right now we're looking at Kansas City is a 1.5 point underdog to the Philadelphia Eagles. So the Eagles are 1.5 point favorites, and the total on the game, Kevin, is 50.5. Whether you want to go over or under. And I just saw a prediction from someone, and they predicted a 29-26 result with the Kansas City Chiefs on top, which makes a lot of sense. When you look at handicapping this, I like to look at four categories. I look at the coaches. I look at the quarterbacks. I look at the running game, and I look at the defenses. And the way I see this, it's 2-2.
Yeah.
I like the Chiefs quarterback. I like the Chiefs coach. But I like the Eagles defense better than the Chiefs.
Especially their pass defense.
Right. And I like the running game for the Eagles superior to the Chiefs. So it's 2-2. So what do you do with that information? And that's why a lot of people have a real hard time with this.
You going to bet it?
Yeah. I'm going to take the Chiefs.
Are you really?
Yeah. Yeah, I got your back in this one.
There you go. There you go. No, I love that. I love that.
But wait till next year, and hopefully the Bengals will be back.
There you go. There you go. And by the way, a little later on the show, we're going to talk about some of those prop bets. And even, what'd you call them? Alternative
point spreads. If you're really confident, maybe you want to take the Chiefs -3 or 4 or 5.
Wow. Wow. We'll talk more about this. It's Super Bowl. And by the way, we'll be talking about it a lot with Ron Futrell. He's going to join us from Phoenix, from Glendale, Arizona, site of Super Bowl 57. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. If you
back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. At a Pentagon briefing, Press Secretary General Pat Ryder on what happened over Alaska.
At the direction of the President of the United States, fighter aircraft assigned to U.S. Northern Command successfully took down a high-altitude airborne object off the northern coast of Alaska at 1:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today within U.S. sovereign airspace over U.S. territorial water.
The object, roughly the size of a small car, and was in the air at 40,000 feet. Fighter pilots visually examined the object and ascertained that it was not manned. Just last Saturday, U.S. fighter jets shut down a suspected Chinese spy balloon off the coast of South Carolina. Also at townhall.com, the White House says President Biden will travel to Poland later this month.
He will meet with President Duda of Poland to discuss our bilateral cooperation, as well as our collective efforts to support Ukraine and bolster NATO's deterrence.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president's trip will take place February 20th through the 22nd, just ahead of the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion. Meanwhile, the president wrapping up political attacks as he nears a final decision on a 2024 re-election bid. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
All week long, the president has been warning that Republicans in Congress want to pass a bill cutting Social Security and Medicare.
Well, I guarantee you, it will not happen. I will veto it.
There is no such legislation being considered, and if there were, it would not pass the Democrat-controlled Senate. So the president's warnings are widely seen as laying the groundwork for an expected re-election campaign announcement this spring. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Then on Wall Street, stocks finishing mixed. The Dow was up 164 points, but the Nasdaq dropped 71. More at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here. Sue and I mean it. Dogs are part of our family. We love Otto and Snoopy so much. There's nothing quite like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens. In fact, I just talked to my wife about it because we want them to be healthy and we want them to be with us as long as possible. That's true. I know Sebastian Gorka feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. Our pups, Killian and Leia, rely on us to provide what's best for them. And naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, omega oils, and more that supplement their food in a way that has shown us great results. Trying out Rough Greens is an easy yes, recommended by me, Dr. G.
Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black here, and I'm so proud that the Pragers and Sebastian Gorka have entrusted their dog's health to Rough Greens. I'm so confident that Rough Greens can help your dog, I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes. Your dog's food is dead food, but you can bring it back to life with Rough Greens. Go to ruffgreens.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. An unincorporated Nevada town is being recognized for the economic success of its black residents. Enterprise, which is located in the southwest part of the Vegas Valley, recently ranked second in the country for how its black residents fare economically. The financial website Smart Asset compared data from 133 of the country's largest cities, looking at median household income, home ownership rate, and education levels. Black residents living in Enterprise have an average salary of more than $84,000, a home ownership rate above 56%, and nearly 37% have a bachelor's degree. Nationwide, only Murfreesboro, Tennessee, ranked higher than Enterprise, Nevada. If you're planning on betting on the big game, there's a lot of us that are going to be doing that. The American Gaming Association says a record 50.4 million American adults plan to wager on Super Bowl 57. That's a 61% increase from the record, which was set just last year. Bettors say that they're going to be wagering some $16 billion on this year's game. That's more than double last year's total.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, those 24/7 lane restrictions continue on Interstate 15 southbound. That's mainly between Flamingo and Tropicana, so do expect a lot of congestion through there and possible delays. Also, you'll touch the brakes, U.S. 95 southbound at Southern Rancho.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. We'll be checking in with Ron Futrell a little bit later on. He is in Glendale, Arizona, site of Super Bowl 57. We'll get his spin on what to expect on Sunday. I promised you last hour I would, only because I've been fascinated by the story dating back to the political campaign that ended up elevating John Fetterman, who struggles with basic communication and is going to be a senator for Pennsylvania for the next 6 years. 6 years. Dr. Mark Siegel, pretty smart guy. He's the Fox News medical guy, was on with Tucker Carlson. And he says, and I go along with this completely, that Pennsylvania deserves better than Senator John Fetterman.
So is the fact that Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania was rushed to the hospital yesterday. We don't have details on that either. Apparently, he began, quote, feeling lightheaded. An MRI and other tests rule out a new stroke. They say Fetterman is still being monitored for signs of a seizure. So a lot of people lied. A lot of people, like the entire U.S. media, lied about John Fetterman's obvious medical problems in order to get him elected to the Senate. Here we are. Of course, we're wishing him the best. Don't wish him ill at all. But this may be the fruit of lying. Dr. Mark Siegel did not lie about this. Back in November, he pointed out that the likelihood Fetterman could have serious complications in office was very high.
Fetterman himself has said that his stroke was due to a blood clot from the heart. That is very significant. Greater than 60% chance that someone like Fetterman, with a heart in his condition, having had a stroke, will either have a recurrence or won't survive the term.
Dr. Mark Siegel joins us tonight for an update on this story. Doctor, thanks so much for coming on. I have to say, and with sorrow, because I just want to say again, I feel sorry for Senator Fetterman and hope he gets better, but you made the point that this was predictable.
Absolutely, Tucker. And though he's an inspiration to people with disabilities out there, we also wonder, is he up to the job? And especially now, you know, you showed my clip from earlier that I'm concerned about a repeat stroke, disabilities occurring, even not surviving 5 years. Now he goes into the hospital with lightheadedness, reportedly. But I have to tell you, this country has a terrible history on both sides of the aisle of not telling us exactly what's happening with the health of our leaders. Now, I want to tell you medically, lightheadedness is not a sign of a stroke. Now, I understand that they're monitoring him, that they're observing him, that they've ruled out a new stroke. We absolutely wish him well. But they're monitoring him for a seizure for a few days, and I want to give you a statistic, a study that shows a 5 to 7% chance of a seizure, convulsions, within 30 months following a stroke. And he's in that window. Does that mean I think he has a seizure? I hope he doesn't, but it points out something. He's got a bad heart. He has an irregular heartbeat. He had a bad stroke. He had threw a blood clot. You know, he's on he has a defibrillator and a pacemaker. And he's under tremendous stress. And anybody that's a U.S. senator is under tremendous stress. But the people of Pennsylvania, Tucker, have a right not just to root for his health, but to have somebody who's capable of serving them in the United States Senate, Tucker.
I agree with Dr. Mark Siegel. He knows a lot more about the medical end of this thing than I do. All I know is from a political standpoint, the people of Pennsylvania are not being helped at all. They are lacking representation in the United States Senate. And the guy, as of this morning, he was still in the hospital. Yeah, they may have to replace him. Now, simply put, I really honestly hope that he recovers and that he is made whole. That's something I wouldn't wish on anybody, even somebody politically who is 180 degrees opposite where I am. The fact is, it's just sad. But it's also sad politically because the Democrats knew the kind of candidate they were running. And that is bad. I want you to hear from Ronna McDaniel. As you know, we have spoken out many times over the course of the last couple of weeks about the decision of DirecTV to end its relationship with Newsmax. And by the way, Newsmax is not the slickest operation in town. They're not. They're not as slick and as star-studded as Fox News Channel. But can I tell you what? They are an alternative voice, and if indeed Fox is going to end up, you know, abdicating its position as the conservative voice of America, then there needs to be somebody that can step in. And the fact that DirecTV and AT&T have not, they are. Essentially telling you that your voice doesn't matter and that, you know, places like Newsmax, Fox eventually, the problem is they get, you know, millions and millions of viewers. And you'd have a small riot on your hands if you tried to cease to carry Fox. You would. But I thought it was interesting. Ronna McDaniel yesterday was on Newsmax. And they, to their credit, they are running a lot of people through their news shows who are talking about AT&T and DirecTV. This is Cut 4, and this is Ronna McDaniel yesterday on Newsmax.
Wanted to get your thoughts about 2 weeks ago, DirecTV dropping Newsmax from its lineup. The second conservative channel, by the way, to be deplatformed by DirecTV over the past 12 months. Now, you sent a letter out to GOP party members saying this is yet another example of powerful corporations silencing conservative viewpoints. It's anti-free speech and anti-American as DirecTV continues to pay full carrier fees for smaller left-wing networks while silencing the fourth highest rated news program on cable TV. It's our job to fight back. So what are your thoughts about fighting back? What do you think needs to be done?
Well, we need to call DirecTV. You guys have been very vocal. The RNC is being vocal. We're trying to get all of our state parties and county chairs and activists calling DirecTV and complaining about this. But we can't be silent. Like I said, if we're silent, then it's going to be allowed to go forward. We saw this with Twitter silencing the Hunter Biden laptop story in the New York Post. We're talking about that right now. We saw that at the RNC with Google suppressing our emails to the tune of 90% of our emails being suppressed as they're going to voters across the country. And now you're seeing it with Newsmax being silenced by DirecTV. This continually happens to conservative voices. This is anti-American. This is anti-free speech. We should be able to have differences of opinion viewed in this country. And I do not like the authoritarian echo chamber coming from the left taking over these platforms.
Can I be honest with you? I hope this works. This campaign works. What Newsmax needs is somebody like, not necessarily, but somebody like Donald Trump to make this a campaign issue. That's what we really need. We need somebody that can champion somebody like Newsmax, because Newsmax alone doesn't have the audience, for instance, that Fox does. And Fox, God bless them, they, you know, Fox has the audience, but they're certainly not going to try and support a competitor, and that's what Newsmax is. Of the whatever it is, million people that watch Newsmax on a weekly basis, the fact is they just don't have the audience. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll come back. More to come as we continue. We'll be visiting in just a few minutes with Ron Futrell from 8 News Now. He is down in Phoenix in Glendale, Arizona, site of Super Bowl 57. We'll talk with Ron coming up in a couple of minutes right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, how you doing? You know what I want to talk about? You need a place where you can get top dollar for your trade, great experience, and all the discounts and rebates you deserve. Stop what you're doing. Come see me, Mr. Pink, at 5050 West Sahara, and I'm going to hook you up, all right? Mr. Pink, baby!
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, Don't argue. Don't resist. Don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveenvywaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3. On AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
He's in Glendale, Arizona, site of Super Bowl 57. He is our good friend Ron Futrell from 8 News Now, and he's covering Super Bowl 57. First of all, how are you doing down there? Are you having fun?
This is hard work, Kevin.
Oh,
this
don't. Is, don't even are, go oh, there. No, I've no, covered no, Super Bowls.
We are pounding the bricks. So this is like I've poured concrete before. I've driven a tow truck in Salt Lake City in the snow. This is so much.
99% of our audience would end up giving it all up. That is incredible. Yeah. No, tell me what it's been like.
Oh, it's busy. It's buzzing. It's fun. It's we're in the media center right now is where I'm at, but we've been upstairs. We went to Dan Marley's restaurant here right on near 2nd Street, right downtown. And had a great meal there yesterday. Let's see. And the fans are fun. I mean, the fans from both teams are – people like to rip the Philly fans. So far, every Philly fan we've seen has been pretty nice. I get it when they go inside that stadium there, they get a little crazy. But it's – no, it's a great atmosphere. There's a – I'm going to say everybody's here. I mean, there's a lot of people here from all different areas of sports, which is nice. I just – okay, and the reason I'm a little bit late, I was doing an interview with Pat McAfee, former place kicker for the Colts, who was a little bit quirky, eccentric when he was in the NFL, and he is now. Now he's got a podcast and a radio show and all sorts of stuff that he does, TV show. And it has taken off. It has gone through the roof, what he has done in a very short amount of time.
Does he do the show with Aaron Rodgers?
Well, he does. He has Aaron Rodgers on with him.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is his guest. So that was one of the questions I asked him. Aaron Rodgers and the Raiders, what do you think? What do you know? Just, you know, give me the insight. And he mentioned that, and he He didn't know. He said Aaron Rodgers has gone off to some retreat for days. I don't know how many days. I think he said 4 or 5 days where he's just off in meditation and just alone and, you know, thinking about what his future is going to be. So he might come out of, he golfed last weekend. He was doing that at Pebble Beach. And so this week he's off for the retreat and doing that and then deciding if he wants to stay with the Packers. There's been a lot of talk with Raiders. I think there's a lot of Raider fans that would like to see him come here. He's 38, 39 years old, so he's still got, you know, good part of his career left in him. If you put the Tom Brady numbers to it, you know, he might have 5 or 6 more years left. So he's got some time left in his career. The Devontae Adams connection.